Lemon Drop's Affinity with Animals by Christy Page. Lemon Drop has always shared a deep connection with animals. She can sense their thoughts and feelings, even communicating with them effortlessly. From the tiniest ant to the largest bear, every creature is considered one of her friends. Each morning, she ventures out to visit her animal companions, participating in their adventures. On this bright, sunny morning, Lemon Drop reaches the edge of the glen during her daily trek to meet her animal friends. Hippity, a sweet and friendly grasshopper, is already there waiting for her. They have been friends for years, and he eagerly joins her on these morning visits. Today, they decide to explore where the wild strawberries grow, expecting to encounter more friends. Flute, another grasshopper, decides to tag along. "Hey," says Hippity, "let's have a race. Lemon Drop, climb onto my back." With Lemon Drop holding on tight, off they go. They hop past the edge of the glen and across the meadow to the far side where the strawberries grow. Tumbling to the ground at the edge of the patch, they laugh, out of breath. Flute had won by an antenna. Taking in the peaceful surroundings, Lemon Drop admires the tranquility of the glen. The sun shines overhead, lazy clouds float by, and a light breeze dances through the leaves. It's a perfect day. As the three friends rest, more animals gather, curious about the commotion. Lemon Drop laughingly shares the story of the race and Flute's narrow win. Inspired by the fun, the animals decide to play hopscotch. Birds, squirrels, and even bunnies gather twigs to create squares for jumping. After setting up the hopscotch, they form teams and enjoy a lively game of hopping from square to square. The animals make quite a bit of noise, but are having so much fun that they hardly notice. Lemon Drop spots a little bunny at the edge of the strawberry patch, peeking at the game. She decides to invite the bunny to join. As she approaches, the bunny tries to hide among the strawberries. "Ah," thinks Lemon Drop, "they must be shy." She settles down on the ground and softly speaks, "Don't be shy. We're all friendly and love making new friends. I'm Lemon Drop. What's your name?" A soft whisper replies, "Puffy." "Well, Puffy," Lemon Drop responds warmly, "come on out and meet everyone. We're having so much fun." Puffy cautiously emerges from the strawberries, and Lemon Drop introduces Puffy to the other animals. Concerned about Puffy's nervousness, she accompanies him back to the hopscotch court. The other animals warmly welcome Puffy, introducing themselves and sharing their favorite activities. As they make efforts to help Puffy feel at ease, Lemon Drop senses him starting to relax. Hippity invites Puffy to join the hopscotch game, explaining the rules. "You can be on my team," he exclaims. Puffy shyly nods, and a new game begins. The morning flies by as they play game after game of hopscotch, laughing and enjoying each moment. As the afternoon sun rises high, the animals decide it's time to head home for lunch and afternoon chores. Cheery goodbyes are exchanged, with promises to play again soon. As Lemon Drop turns toward home, she feels a light tap on her shoulder. Puffy stands there and softly says, "Thank you for including me today. I've seen you all here before, but was always too shy to ask to join in." Lemon Drop gives Puffy a hug. "You're always welcome to join us, and I hope to see you again tomorrow." Puffy blushes, nods, and then scampers through the strawberry bush. Smiling, Lemon Drop flits through the air, heading home to meet her friends in the town center for their traditional afternoon visit. In the warm afternoon sun, she reflects on how blessed she is to have such wonderful friends. Helping Puffy make friends has added extra joy to her day. After all, friends make each day better and brighter.